Allow the body to sink into this support. Feel a heaviness in the body. The whole back of the body becoming heavy. And during this practice of Yoga Nidra, welcome every experience as a messenger, inviting you to explore each sensation, emotion, thought, belief, or pure awareness itself. Let every perception unfold as it will, a sense of curiosity and openness. During I Rest Yoga Nidra, we're constantly aware of the ever-changing phenomena within and around us. We're learning to realize our true nature and its essential aspect of pure awareness in which everything arises. We're not trying to change, dismiss, or repress anything we encounter. We're welcoming everything just as it is. And feel how the senses have been opened from the previous practices, the previous poses, the sense of touch on the skin, the sense of hearing in the ears, the breath in the nostrils, the mouth open to sensation, the eyes wide open to sensation. Feel the space around the body. Be aware of the others in the room, the walls, the floor and ceiling, the space outside the room. And become aware of the body being breathed. And can you welcome your intention for this practice tonight? What is it that brought you to this class tonight? And what is it that you're looking for in this practice now, in this meditative practice of Yoga Nidra? And perhaps you don't know, there's no answer that comes. Just something drew you here that you have no mindful awareness of what that might be, then welcome that as your intention. Simply being open to the practice, open to receive. And become aware of your heartfelt desire or your heartfelt longing. What is it that your heart deeply desires? This heartfelt longing that keeps coming you, bringing you back to yoga, back to this experience, back to this practice. What is it that you want more than anything else in life? This heartfelt desire. Can you affirm that desire, that longing with all of your senses, stating it as a fact, as if it's present, true in this very moment. Feel it fully as if you are living and expressing that truth right now. Feel it with the whole body as it expresses itself. And then set it aside and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. And can you recall that safe, secure place, that inner resource, either imagined or real, that you've been building over the past few weeks? A place that you feel secure, safe, loved, honored. A place that you can return to time and time again at any time during this practice, or throughout the rest of the day, the night, the week, the days ahead, any time you need to rest or feel a sense of security, return to this inner resource until you feel refreshed and able to meet whatever is arising. So feel this inner resource with the whole body. And feel this flush of safety and security as you welcome this inner resource into your awareness. And then follow along as we systematically move through the body, just becoming aware of the places of the body as they're being called. Be aware of the inside of the mouth, the tongue, the roof of the mouth, the walls left and right, the floor of the mouth. Be aware of the depression on the surface of the tongue and have a sense of hollowness of the tongue. Be aware of a hollowness on the outside of the left cheek, a hollowness on the right outer cheek, a hollowness at the dimple of the lower jaw, a hollowness at the eyebrow center between each eyes, a sense of a depressed area, a concavity. Be aware of the eyes, a sense of hollowness in the eye sockets, and allow the eyes to soften and sink gently back into the skull. Feeling this concavity being drawn towards the back of the skull. And then allow the eyes to sink from the back of the skull down towards the heart center, coming to rest at the heart center. And as the eyes seemingly rest at the heart center, have this felt sense of seeing with the whole body. The whole body seeing in all directions. And keeping the eyes resting at the heart center, feel the whole face, the edges of the face, and a sense of concavity of the whole face. Be aware of the left temple, the right temple, the crown of the head, the back of the skull. Feel the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. And become aware of the neck, the back of the neck, the front and left and right side of the neck, feeling the whole outer neck. Feel the whole inner throat, the movement of breath as it passes the inner throat, the coolness, the warmth. Feel the whole neck, inner and outer. And feel your way from the neck across the shoulders out to the edges of the shoulder joints. And feel your way from the shoulders down each arm, down to the fingertips, being aware of all 10 fingers, the palms of each hand, the elbow creases, armpits, both arms, filled with sensation. And become aware of the front of the body, the pit of the throat at the top of the breastbone, the navel center, the pubic bone, the ribs in front of the body, to the sides of the body, the ribs in the back of the body, the shoulder blades, the back of the pelvis, the left buttock cheek, the right buttock cheek. Feel the whole front of the torso and pelvis, the whole back of the torso and pelvis. Be aware of both legs, from the hip joints to the soles of the feet. Be aware of the thighs, front and back, the knee joints, the lower legs, ankle joints, both feet and all 10 toes. Be aware of the instep of each foot, the back of each knee, each hip crease. Be aware of both legs as a field of sensation radiating in all directions simultaneously. Be aware of the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. The whole body as a unit of sensation radiating in all directions simultaneously. Be aware of the space surrounding the body, the space beneath the body, above the body, feeling the space to the left of the body, the right of the body, above the crown of the head, the space beneath the soles of the feet. Feel the whole space surrounding the entire body in all directions. Then feel the whole body feeling, this global body feeling. Then let the body feeling move into the space feeling, the space feeling move into the body feeling. The two feelings dissolving, melding one into the other, coming to this place of open spaciousness, this place of stillness. Feeling this sense of emptiness, yet fullness. Welcoming every experience that is now present in awareness. Being pure awareness in which all these changing perceptions are unfolding. And feel the body breathing itself, the natural flow of air and sensation entering and leaving the body. As the breath leaves the body, feel it filling a space several inches out in front of the body. And then inhaling, the breath moves back in again, down to the feeling of the heart center. Exhaling, the breath moves out of the body again, filling that space a few inches out in front of the body. Feel the breath in its natural moment-to-moment flow. Feel the pause at the end of each inhale and exhale. Letting the breath reappear spontaneously on its own at the end of these gaps. Wait without waiting, without intention, so the breath moves spontaneously. And as you rest in the gap, feel yourself as this unmoving stillness, so that when breath and energy reappear and move again, You feel yourself as this unmoving stillness. Feel how the breath always moves in you, in the absolute stillness that you really are. And welcome any spontaneous feeling that might be present, any feeling that's perceived through the element of touch, perhaps a heaviness, a lightness, a sense of dullness or sharpness, solidity or spaciousness. Without trying to change or question what you perceive, simply welcome any feelings that are present. Feel them in the body, locate them in the body. And then if it's helpful, locate and welcome the opposite feeling. So if it's heaviness you're feeling, can you find lightness? Locate that in the body. If it's a dullness that you're feeling, can you recall a time when you felt a sense of sharpness or alertness? Bring that into the memory and then find that in the body. Where do you feel that opposite in the body? No thinking, just fully feeling one sensation and then its opposite, going back and forth from one feeling to its opposite, allowing them to be fully expressed in the body. And then feel both opposites together, both opposites simultaneously. If it's heaviness and lightness, feel this sense of heaviness and lightness together. And as you feel the two simultaneously, notice the impact that has on the body and the mind. And experience how you have emotions and how you are also aware of your emotions. Your emotions are changing, sometimes contradictory, swinging from like to dislike, capable to incapable, compassionate to judging. So where these emotions always present, and yet your awareness of these emotions never changes. Experience how you have and are not separate from your emotions, but you are also aware of and feel distinct from your emotions. So wander through the body and see if there's any emotion present right now. Is there any sensation, feeling of emotion arising spontaneously in the body in this moment? Can you welcome this emotion? Or is there some refusing or resistance to it? Can you welcome that? Where is this emotion expressing in the body in this moment? What physical sensations arise with this emotion? What impact is it having on the body, the breath? Are there any thoughts or beliefs arising with this emotion? Any images or memories? Welcome your experience just as it is, no judging, no analyzing. So you can stay with this emotion, continuing to allow yourself to deepen into the experience of it, to explore it more fully. Or if it's helpful, you can follow me as I guide you to explore an opposite emotion. If you found an emotion, what would be the opposite of this emotion? What would the opposite be for you? Explore the sensations, feelings, any refusing, any thoughts, beliefs, memories, or images of this opposite emotion. Locate that in the body. And perhaps you'd like to stay with this emotion and deepen into this experience. If you'd like to work with opposites, then come back to the first emotion and explore it again. Notice how it impacts the body, mind, with sensations, feelings, beliefs, images. And in your own time, go back and forth from the first emotion to its opposite. Or deepen with whatever emotion you're working with. Back and forth in your own rhythm if you're working with opposites. Fully embodying that emotion, feeling it fully in the body. And if you're working with opposites, can you feel both emotions simultaneously? Feel them both together. And notice how this acts on the entire body and mind. And sense how these emotions and feelings are movements in awareness. Experience yourself as the awareness that is permeating and surrounding this experience. Can you feel a sense of relief in the body, or a sense of joy or happiness, or just simply the sense of relief? A relief of tension, the relief of something being let go in the mind, a relief of a chore that you had to complete. Just feel this sense of relief or joy in the body. You may recall a memory that evokes this sense of relief or joy. Then let the memory dissolve and allow that feeling of relief or joy to remain in the body. This relief or joy that is independent of external forces. This uncaused sense of relief or joy. This pure feeling permeating and radiating in every cell of the body. So the whole body is filled with relief or a sense of joy. And notice how this relief or joy is also present in awareness. Be as the presence that you are, which is always present as awareness. When a thought, emotion, or sensation arises, feel it arising in you. As an experience unfolds, feel it unfolding in you. And when the experience subsides, feel it subsiding in you. Being awake and aware, and everything arising, unfolding, and passing away in you. Not separate, yet distinct from everything that is arising. Being awake and aware. Knowingly knowing yourself as wakefulness and awareness. Now recall your heartfelt desire that you experienced at the beginning of this practice. And feel it reverberate through the whole body as a fact, as a true expression of the moment. It may have changed, it may be different. Allow it to bubble up. Feel it, hear it, see it with the whole body. This heartfelt desire being absorbed by and dissolving into awareness. Feel yourself as the awareness that you are. And then walk back through the journey you've just taken, the relief or the joy, the thoughts, beliefs, emotions, sensations that may have arose. Sense the body breathing itself and let the senses reawaken, the sense of touch on the skin, hearing in the ears, seeing in the eyes, smelling with the nose, tasting with the mouth. Notice how you are aware of and yet not separate from the world. Sensing the world within and around the body. Discover yourself as the one who is being awake in and as the awareness that you are in all states of consciousness, waking, dreaming, and even dreamless sleep. Yoga Nidra is the practice of awareness, welcoming everything as itself, because everything is an extension of the presence that we are. Welcoming everything just as it is. Whenever we are serving another, we are serving the self. Whenever we are serving the self, we are serving all others. Presence is always calling itself to itself. So feel yourself responding to this call to be awake as the presence that you are in every moment. Every moment, throughout the day, throughout the night, the weeks and months ahead. Now feel the body being breathed. Just allow the breath to deepen. Just slowly let the body awaken in you. Just slowly letting the body move as it's wanting to move. Slowly coming on to your side as you feel ready. lift your eyes open to a soft gaze if they haven't already. And slowly push yourself up to a comfortable seated position.